morning. It's 7:30, and that makes it time for K1 Tech Talk. Tech Talk, a place where we talk about the latest in technology, whether it's the computer and digital domain, or what most people think of as a phone. That is something you carry around in your pocket or purse and uses radio frequency technology to place phone calls, download applications, or surf the web. Hosts for K1 Tech Talk are Charles Miller from NBR Electronics and Charles Mall from the IT Village in Dewey. If it's technology related, we'll take your calls and answer your technology questions. Feel free to get in on the conversation. Just pick up your phone, whether it's rotary dial, touch tone, or cellular, and get connected. Call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 and get on the air. Whatever the topic, it's time now for K1 Tech Talk.
Does not compute.
AM 1400 Tech Talk, and the tech guys are in. Charles and Charles over at the other side of the room, and happy to see you guys in. Charles, you brought your tablet in. Any particular reason for that this morning?
No. But we're going to talk about some of the apps that we use. Okay. One of the things that Charles Miller and I were talking about this week was some of the apps that we use to make our lives a little easier.
There are some good ones out there.
Well, there's some excellent
ones. There's some trash out there, but there's some good ones out
that's
there.
That's right. So it's a balance. So I thought we'd make that one of our topics today.
Yeah, and one of the things you introduced me to was Evernote. Now, of course, I haven't gotten to set it up yet because this last week was just kind of a disaster.
Yeah, I know.
Had everybody coming from every direction.
That's the way I am. Week, it's hard to get your own stuff done when you're working on everybody else's. Well,
So you don't have to be paranoid to think that everybody's out to get you then, I guess, huh?
Well, you know, they all want us, and sometimes we're not available. And it's the hardest part for me is televisions. You know, I have so much, I have so many people in line to get them done, but they don't understand that in a little, 20 by 12 room or whatever I've got there, it's not very big, I can't get very many TVs in there, so I have to take them by appointments. And the appointments last a long time. I've had one TV in there for over 3 weeks right now. And we're dealing with software issues. And at most points, most places would just say, I'm done with it. But, I'm trying to find the software for this TV. And once I can correct the problem, then we'll further understand what's happening with those types of scenarios, you know, where the picture gets reversed or inverted in some way. And we'll see if we get this thing accomplished. I was close. I had it actually turned around this week, and it lasted all of about a day or two. So we've got to find out what's causing it to turn back around.
Well, just get a mirror, and then you're good.
Huh? Yeah, I think if the guy gets a mirror, he'd be great.
Don't you wish that you could go back to the day when the TV repairman could come into the house with a suitcase full of tubes, 6 BA6s and 12 BE7s, and take care of anything on the spot?
I'll tell you, Charlie, that is so easily said because, you know, back in the day when they did things with electronics, it was simplified. You didn't have all the software competing with all the hardware. It was just the hardware making things work.
Yeah.
And, you had the catho ray tubes, and all the different things that you had to deal with. But, who cares? It was the components that made it work. And I was just had a doctor in this week, and he brought in a piece of equipment that was manufactured in 1984. So it's old technology. It's got old capacitors. And, man, I took one look in the inside. I know what's wrong with this.
You're going to replace every capacitor on the board.
that you almost have to. But it wasn't just that. There was some burned spots on the main board. So you could tell that, on the power supply, this resistor's gotten really hot. It's kind of burned little spots on the board. And it's very easy to detect those. But then also, you can sit and test a field effect transistor, the old transistors.
Mm-hmm.
You can test them right on in circuit, right on the board.
Yeah, just and to turn around the ohmmeter and forward bias and reverse bias them, and if it works, you're good.
And if it works, it works. And that was great technology. Nowadays, you got to try to figure out what component is operating what device or what problem the TV's having. For instance, if you're having a picture problem, it could be the main board, or it can be the what we call the timing control board, the TCON board. It could be one of those two boards that's having a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it has a logic board, then you got a third step in between. So you have three different boards you have to check. So it's getting more and more complicated.
Yeah, well, you have to favorite quote from R2-D2, C-3PO. Sometimes I don't even understand their logic.
I'm not as smart as good old Charles here. Charles has got that brain for software.
Oh, it's
and
a constant challenge, I'll
I'm
tell you.
I'm sitting there trying to keep up with software and hardware, and it's just a very difficult thing.
Yeah, well, first of all, for me, it's having to deal with, doing that level setting. We've talked about that several times because mm-hmm. it's just like, okay, there's stuff going on, you know, in the attic, there's stuff going on in the basement, you know, what floor are we operating on right
sure.
now? And then try to explain that to people when they're on a different floor and they've never seen the basement before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's stuff down there. Yeah, it is affecting you. So there's stuff that needs to happen. Like, you may have to drain that basement because it may be full of, you know, something.
It's exactly right.
So that's why right now, for example, the biggest problem I run into with the computers, and it's starting to kind of filter its way into the smartphones and what have you, is the stuff that gets loaded without your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and where does that usually happen? It's either through your email or something, you get some zip attachment, or it could be, working with...
Or downloading an app that you do want, you get four other things that you don't want in the process.
That's exactly. Right. Like, for example, drivers. I says, well, you need a driver update.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they basically, you know, see, there are a lot of companies do this. You look for a driver, and it's not from the manufacturer. So you're actually downloading some piece of software that kind of gets in the middle now. So now it's a gatekeeper. So now you can't get directly what you think you were going to get into. So all of a sudden you have to play their game. Well...
And it's so easy to think all you have to do is sit there and click the default. Yeah, I want that. Yeah, I want that. And if you didn't read it, you just got four games and a virus, you know.
Right. Yeah. I get a lot of calls where people says, well, what does this mean or what does that mean? Because you get bamboozled, especially when you're on a website and all of a sudden ask you questions and you don't even know what it's asking for. So I get a lot of those kind of calls. And it's hard to really feel those because, you know, like we talked about before, is when we get a call, it takes us like 5-10 minutes out of the loop.
Yeah,
it takes us a little
yeah,
bit to
it
get
does.
Back,
it gets,
and
it gets
most people
the...
just don't realize, yeah. you know how, that works or does not work into our work day.
And time is such a factor. You know, you really do have to, because we are both individual people in our businesses. We don't have employees, and somebody asked me about that recently. You know, why don't you hire somebody that you can free you up a little bit? But that person has to have an education level in electronics to be able to, and I don't have time to teach them. You know, and I've hired people who've had degrees, but there's a difference between having a educated degree from a school without any hands-on training. If you don't have the hands-on training, you're worthless. All that stuff you've learned has no practicality until you actually put your hands on it.
Well,
so you know what I'm talking about. It's hard for us to maintain sometimes, but we want to be there for our people. I've had several in this week from this show.
Kevin picked up the intercom and tried to say something, but all I got was feedback. He'll have to step up here and talk to us. Go ahead.
And so I had a few people in from this that listening to this show and repaired a couple of their devices, and it was just really nice to have seen them and get to talk to them.
Yeah, I think we have a call here. Let's go ahead and take this call. Good morning. You are on Tech. Well, they hung up, so we'll hopefully they'll call back. And
yeah. Well, you know, speaking, you know, taking that a little further. A lot of it has to do with just being able to communicate because, you know, everybody is such at a different level. It takes us a while. Like, for example, working with somebody that's kind of tech savvy or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's got their different specialties when you get into certain topics, you know.
Sure.
Because it's essentially because of your background, what you've been exposed to, your experience, you know, what's worked for you, what hasn't.
Right.
And it's hard to find people that you could just naturally... work with, unless you work with them for a long time, as to what to really expect.
Yeah.
You know, because it's great to run into people where you get right down to the nitty-gritty without having to go through this whole exercise of setting the stage.
I think that's where you and I get along so well, because we both understand what, you know,
yeah,
we go
right for
well.
It. Yeah. Yeah, sure enough. And that's what's been great about working with you.
Well, let's talk about some of the apps that you use.
Let's go ahead and set the scene for that. We're going to talk about apps and your phone calls. We'll get those in as well. 918-336-1400, and we'll continue with Tech Talk in just a moment.
Great fans are part of what helps lead the team to victory. That's why American Heritage Bank is your number one fan. Since 1905, American Heritage Bank has put its customers and communities first. As a full-service bank, American Heritage is committed to meeting your banking needs. Whether you need us once a week or once a month, we are here to serve you. Visit us online at ahb-ok.com and let us be your number one fan. American Heritage Bank. Simply better banking. Member FDIC.
(918) 1-800-749-5936. The numbers to get you on the air on K1 Tech Talk. We're talking, well, starting off with apps. And mentioned Evernote. That's
a good
one.
Yeah, Evernote's a great app. I started using that probably about 5 or 6, maybe 7 years ago. And first, it was just a nice app because as you're going along, it's nice to have something you could take a snippet, like when you're on a website or you're, you know, you have something that you found, that you just want to save it. Well, I just kind of sparsely used it because it was just handy. It's a little better than Notepad because it was organized, and it also gave you the option of using it on multiple platforms. And that's really what a big thing is right now, so that I can pick up my phone, I can pick up my tablet, I can pick up my PC or anybody's machine and browse right to my Evernote notebooks. So the notebooks themselves are organized by topics and what have you. And where I use it the most is when I'm browsing. You know, favorites, it's nice to have favorites, but when you have a zillion of them, you know, you can't find anything anymore.
Then you defeated the purpose of having favorites.
Exactly. Yeah. And you could create folders, you know, to the nth degree, but still, you have to find that stuff. So it's a little better way of organizing, and it gives you that search capability. So you can search on any topic, and it pulls up all the occurrences. So on Evernote, there's a little add-in that goes into your browser, and it looks like a little elephant off to the right side of your URL there at the top of the screen. And so when I'm browsing around, it says, okay, well, here's a good article that I need for later. You know, it may be some technical information piece on something that I've been working on. I click that Evernote, and it gives me some options. Okay, you want that whole page? You want the selection? You want a simplified article so it doesn't have all the ads in there? So when I click on that, I actually have created a folder or a notebook called Inbox. So now it goes to my inbox in Evernote, and so I can look at it later and actually put it into a category that makes sense to me. Like it may be some phone issue, like I had that Note 2, for example, I was working on last week. I have a section on that now because, you know, as you chase these individual things, it's like a rabbit, you know, we're chasing rabbits, you know, and sometimes you don't get everything at once. So that's why I like collecting those things. And they're just pieces to the bigger puzzle. So it helps me organize stuff that I can reference later.
I thought with Evernote, you know, we had discussed that we'd be able to share things that we have accomplished during the week of things that we found that we can discuss on
That's
the show.
That's right.
Because there's a lot of times I'll see something and I'll forget that I saw it, but that would be beneficial to our listeners that, hey, this is important. And Evernote would be great for us too, because we could drop that into each other's folders and say, hey, take a look at this too.
Yeah, I created one called Tech Talk. So it's actually...
I've invited you. We'll get hooked in on that.
Yeah,
for sure.
We'll experiment with that. And I'm going to basically start creating some little slideshows on my website so that we can take apps like this and just make a nice little short, little 20 seconds each slideshow that's narrated and tells you what we're doing.
And your website is, by the way?
Yes, the itvillagetours.com. And that way I can basically share things from the program here and things that we've collected. So it kind of helps set the stage for some of these topics that... You know, we know people are facing, and it's nice to have some kind of a format that helps people relate to either the problem or the solution.
Absolutely.
And one of the apps that I use quite a bit is Tech Talk. It's called Tech Talk.
Okay.
And it's a technologies program that kind of keeps me up to date with what's happening in technology. And, you know, you can get some, I was showing you a snippet of, you know, things to help elderly people with email scams and how to stay out of email scams, because you're really susceptible once you become out of the loop of technology and you're just kind of like on the border of it and you're learning it. You become real susceptible to these guys that are so deeply into technology. They know your level of intelligence with it, and they scam you. They know how to get in and work their way into your life to be able to take your money. And I was showing you $339 million this last year. Only 10% that was reported to the ICCC, that was 10%, and that was how much money was taken this last year, $339 million from seniors. So I'm sure there was a lot more, because they said only 10% had actually told them how much they had lost. So, you know, we got to put an end to it, and the only way you can put an end to it is to find knowledge, you know, to go in and research. And I do have this thing. I want to put it up on your site so that people can dial in and look at it. But it's got a whole bunch of lists of things to watch for in scamming.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the better scams, the more it looks like a legitimate website,
exactly.
Legitimate email, has the logo, looks like, you know, if it, the actual IRS, I am sure, is IRS.gov. But if you see an IRS.org or an IRS.whatever, you know, it says IRS. And unless you look at the extension... It looks good to me.
Yeah.
Right, and exactly. And you've got to remember this. If you're a senior and you get something from the government, some kind of a government agency, they don't send unsolicited mail. They just don't do it.
Yeah.
And so if you see that in your box, it's not coming from them. And don't click on it, because the moment you click on it to see what they have,
gotcha,
they've got you, because there's code written into it that goes in and just targets your computer. Just delete it. Don't even look at it. Erase it. Get it off your computer. Don't open it. You know, because that's where you make the big mistakes. That's where I made that mistake recently. And I'm savvy on this a little bit, but I saw this this download coming for one of the TVs I was working on. I thought, well, I'll just click on this and put it onto the disc and get it all lit up. And I didn't check anything. And boy, let me tell you, it hammered me. I lost my entire computer. So
918-336-1400 is the telephone number to get you on the air. We'll continue with your phone calls and some great apps that can make things a little bit easier for you when we continue in just a moment.
I'm visiting with Brandon Huff from Bartlesville Custom Cabinets. When people hear custom cabinets, they tend to think of kitchen cabinets. Do you do other cabinets in the home?
We do bathrooms. We build desks. We have entertainment centers. We do complete closets. We do tons of those things as well. Office cabinets, desk areas with the bookcases, entertainment centers. I mean, it's endless what we do.
Bartlesville Custom Cabinets, providing all your cabinet needs. 398681 West 2400 Road. Call 918-440-5981 to get a free estimate on your new project.
New to Pawhuska is Premier Gun and Pawn. Not so new to Pawhuska are pawnbrokers and owners John and Debbie Long. They've opened their doors where you'll find almost anything, with new items arriving every week. Artwork, beautiful, hard-to-find antiques, Pendletons, broadcloth and beading supplies, small and large cedar chest, along with a cedar armoire. Hand-carved, life-size, and smaller wood art, and many unique items are in the mix, with guns, ammo, fishing, and hunting supplies. They carry high-end, handmade guns, collector guns, and then your very affordable guns. Many to choose from. You'll find tools, tackle, knives, gold and silver jewelry, gold and silver coins for the coin collector, and metal signs as you peruse the large open space of the newly opened Premier Gun and Pawn. And yes, they buy gold and silver, so stop by. Hours are Tuesday through Friday, 9 till 6, and Saturdays 9 till 2. Premier Gun and Pawn at 540 Kahika in Pawhuska. Call 918-287-3456.
918-336-1400, our telephone number to call, or 800-749-5936. And I'll just put that in your contacts. So if you're using your cell phone, give us a call that way. And talking about scams, a news article within the past week, people getting scammed from emails that purport to be from the local sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I get a lot of them. You know, like I think it was the sheriff's office that had one that was a kind of a bogus one.
Yeah.
But I get at least probably three or four, if not more, of emails that look like they're legitimate people that I know. You know, because you can tell something has got in their computer and has taken their names mm-hmm. in their address book.
Grab their contact listing.
Grab their contact. But it didn't just send on behalf of who it says it is, they change it. So, you know, you talk about not clicking on stuff.
Yeah.
This is where it's actually good to click on that little down arrow, you know, like in Google, or there's a way where you can see not only the name of the person, but the actual email address. You mm-hmm. can tell the email address is just bogus.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything about who it really is. So it could be from anybody.
I'm going to have to research that because I've not seen that button, but that's up on the top of the bar.
Yeah, on the where you click on the actual email address, it'll expand and show the actual address instead of just the name.
Sure.
Because the name is just a tag for that. And you can make that whatever you want. So that's a real challenge is this whole art of deception. You know, speaking of that, you know, the other thing that seems to be happening, I was watching, what was it, Bloomberg, I think, this week, about the credit card chips,
mm-hmm.
you know, how it's helping people legitimize when they do use your credit card, you know, as far as fraud goes. But now it's like organized crime is moving away from credit cards and they're moving to cyber.
Yes.
You know, cyber crime. So now you have more people trying to scam you. And
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it doesn't cover that, because when you give your credit card online, there's no chip that's detected. You know, so you have those kind of issues. So it's gonna be an ongoing battle on just creating the awareness that you need to make sure you make good choices when you're out there buying on the internet.
Well, and if you're buying on the internet, you've already chosen to go to that website, that business, that nonprofit, whatever it is, and you're at the mercy of whatever security system they've got built into their website, and the typical consumer doesn't know where to look, doesn't know how to look.
That's right. That's right. That's why I thought the best thing I could do is make these little slideshows. So that it actually walks you through the screens, because this is what it's trying to do. Because, you know, it's like people are playing games with you.
Yeah.
You first of all, you got to know which game's being played.
And they didn't tell you the rules either.
That's right. That's right. And that happens so often, because even these manufacturers, you know, they're trying to get you into their scheme of things. And sometimes it's just not very evident. So you have to just kind of put on your ears that let you kind of tune into what's really being said.
And you will get an email from a website that you already do business with. I don't remember seeing them, but I'm going to pick on them because they're big. You get an email from Amazon, or looks like it from Amazon, and you maybe have not bought a lot of things from Amazon, so you assume it's a decent email, and all of a sudden it leads you to some other website that is not who it, you know, it's not, you're not going back to Amazon.
That's right. Because Amazon is starting to kind of take over for eBay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're used items. And now all of a sudden people can sign up, be an eBay
or an Amazon contractor. So,
right.
Yeah.
And so I've had some places that I could just kind of sense the fact that they never even had the product. It's just like when I purchased something is they went out to look for it to resell it.
Sure.
Well, you know, that doesn't seem very legitimate. But how do you distinguish those unless you got some experience with them? So it's just like you're going through this maze of you know, who's good and who's not.
It's a tough battle.
It is.
And there's no digital Better Business Bureau out there to keeping track of some of these guys.
That's right. That's why I'm big on local stuff. You know, I like being able to deal with local vendors whenever possible, and making it where you really have more of a straight up story on where this is taking you, because you just can't tell. You know, once you kind of give up the keys to the van and feels like you're going for a ride, you know, there's probably stuff going on in there that you need to be aware of.
Yeah, and they just got their driver's license. They don't know where they're driving yet.
That's right.
So what's another app you use quite a bit?
Well, another one I use almost pretty much daily is it's called I Done This is an app that's it doesn't work very good on the iPhone, but I don't have an iPhone, so I'm not as worried about it. But
I've heard of the app.
Yeah, but on the website, basically what it does, it only lets you do two things. It lets you create your little to-do list, and then as you check it off, it's really what you've done, and then the other is what you're going to do. So there's only two things: what you did, what you're going to do, and what you're going to do goes to the next day. So every day on the calendar, it keeps on moving forward until you get her.
Now, the app that I passed on to you, the timer app, have you used that?
I installed it on all my machines, but I just don't think about it.
Yeah, you know, and I use it daily because timer, actually, every time I sit down at a project, I hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And it links me with my Apple Watch, believe it or not.
Huh?
But the two of us can, my watch and I, can keep things moving. If I'm on a project and I get stopped for some reason, let's say a customer comes in the door and wants to ask me a bunch of questions, it calculates how much time I lost on the main product. If I know that it takes me 45 minutes to do this project, and now it's taken me an hour and 30 minutes, what time did I lose dealing with this person here? And how much do I charge them for the time that they took from me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? So the timer has become a really profitable deal for me, because now I'm charging people for the time, because as soon as they walk in the door, I start it. I say, okay, I have some questions. I just hit the timer. All right, let's start.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's that? Well, I charge by the minute because I work on a time process. Now, I can help you if it's a really fast, simple question. I'll get right back to work. But if you're going to take quite a bit of my time, then I'm going to charge you for it.
That makes sense.
And it kind of stops the riffraff of people coming in with just wanting to just chat with you.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't have time to chat. I'm one person and I've got to get work done. Or people are waiting on their product, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it does help. The timer program has been really good for me. And then I downloaded an internet inventory program.
Mm-hmm.
And this program uses a bar scanner. And so all my inventory used to be, I had it all written down in there, and I would have to try to remember what I took out daily,
mm-hmm.
or have the computer, you know, take it out as I'm going. But this inventory program, the great thing about it is it keeps my inventory. But I also, as I use an item, let's say a resistor, I can scan the package that it came out of, and it knows how many are in there, and it immediately deducts it from my inventory and puts it into the book, QuickBooks, for me to be able to then put it on their on their invoice. So it's a great little program, and it's just great that they can create this stuff so fast for us, even on the phone.
So you know how many 680 ohm 20% resistors you've got.
Exactly, because you know every year, Charlie, with businesses, especially in Bartlesville, they come by and do it. You have to pay property tax as a business, but you also have to be taxed on your inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to go sit down and count 600 one-ohm resistors, that can take a lot of time.
Wow.
So the first initial time I get them, when I start getting them in the package, okay, here's 25, I add it to my 25 on the inventory. But every time I use one, it pops it out, and I have to do it in order to keep track.
That's a lot of brown, black, black resistors.
That is a lot of them. Brown, black, brown.
We'll take a final break and continue in just a moment.
Trane Endurance engineers stop at nothing to push our products to the brink. They put our heating and cooling units up against everything, from flamethrowers.
Basic control, better move that. Tanker truck.
To ultra-high-pressure fire hoses.
It's like 10 years of power washing all at once.
Point is, they've devised countless ways to push Trane systems to the limit. Even catapults. Yes, catapults.
Call Ernest Heating and Air for seasonal promotions, rebate offers, and special financing terms. Phone 918-335-3051. That's Ernest Heating and Air in Bartlesville. Phone 918-335-3051.
It's hard to stop a train. Really hard.
AM 1400 K1 Tech Talk. Still opportunities for you to get in on the conversation. We have a couple of minutes left. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 918-336-1400. You don't use resistor color codes much anymore, huh?
I don't. And you know what? I used to have them all memorized.
Oh, yeah.
But as you get older, you forget that stuff. But I still remember a lot of them because I use them every day. But there are sometimes I'll look at one and go, no, wait, what resistor is this? And I'll pull up my resistor. I've got a little resistor app, and you just put the colors in the bands, and it tells you what it is, what value, and what tolerance. And so, you know, but we were talking during the break. Charlie, you're just a fount of knowledge. This guy remembers everything. So we were just saying they should have a Charlie app because he knows everything.
Well, fond of useless information. I'm not sure, but.
But, you know, as long as you've been on the air, you know, you acquire a lot of knowledge about things so that you can be effective on the air. But I think you've had some training way back in the day, so it just all follows.
Keesler Air Force Base, Tech Schools, I mean, some of those things are it's drilled in early on, the mnemonics for resistor color codes.
That's why Kevin hired you, to make him smart. That's great.
Well, if you do have problems with your technology, these two guys, between the two of them, they're going to solve whatever problem comes along, depending on whether it's hardware, software, or some firmware combination thereof.
Yes, sir. We try. I'm at Keeler, on Keeler 510 South Keeler. Mm-hmm. And people don't know the professional building extends all the way to the parking garage and beyond. So when you come to the professional building, it's not just the tall building with all the attorney's offices.
Right.
There are those, but we're on the west. I'm on the west side, right across from ConocoPhillips, and right across from their entrance door for trucks and things that come in through the mailroom. So.
Okay. Watch for the sign. And there is a sign, but it's on the digital streets for your address.
Yep. I'm working on my IT village as a cyber community. And so I'm basically building that at itvillagetours.com, and I'll be expanding that, and I'll put my little slideshows in there and basically start reflecting some of our conversations so that people can kind of get into a little more detail.
And, of course, we've got the apps on our website, bartlesvilleradio.com.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.